And every day is an awesome, awesome day. It's all in how you look at it. But if you approach, that matter, and you'll have a better day than you would have if you started out with a not too good day. The number is 404-474-0080. One more time. 404-474-0080. And if you call that number, I'll be more than happy to say hi. Or just give me a shout out. Welcome me aboard. As I looked to see where my program was located, I was pleasantly surprised and happy to know that my program is with music. Because I also chant, and music is a very, very important part of channeling, because music is sound, and music also can help you to go to different levels and different spaces in time. I am going to play some music today for you, but I just want to just do a little basics right here, right now. I want to talk about what's in a name. Now, my name is Lord Dial. That's my spiritual name, and it means divine love and light. Some of you may be saying, well, I don't know what my name means. Everyone has a meaning to their name. It doesn't have to be in a book. I'm sure that when your parent gave you your name, they had something in mind. You can ask them, or if they're not around, you can ask someone else that knew them. But there's a way of finding out, or just tune into your name and ask, what does it mean? What does it feel like to you? You know, it'll help you start zeroing in on who you are. Your name is very, very important. Also, when people ask me, what do? I say I'm a spiritualist. That encompasses a lot of things. I do carry many, many labels. A lot of them are man-made. I'm a registered nurse and a minister, and many, many other things. And I am a mother of four and a grandmother. Those are very, very important titles to me. But I do hold a lot of other titles that I have mastered in the alternative fields. So I'm a master of many things. However, my highest form of healing is through channeling from the higher source. I also will bring all the energy work and all the different methods of healing that I know together. So a lot of it depends on what I'm doing and what I use. As far as being spiritual, there is no single widely agreed definition for spirituality because there's a broad range. So I'm just going to read you a few things that I researched just so I could, you know, give you some viewpoints from other people, not just my viewpoint. So according to Wajsman, the traditional meaning of spirituality is a process of reformation which aims to recover the original shape of man, the image of God. To accomplish this, the reformation is oriented at a mold which represents the original shape. Okay? It may denote almost any kind of meaningful activity or blissful experience. It still denotes a process of transformation, but in a context separate from organized religious institutions, termed spiritual but not religious. So, Hootman and Orpers suggest that modern spirituality is a blend of humanistic psychology, mystical and esoteric traditions, and Eastern religions. I like to say spiritual, but not religious, because being spiritual is not man-made. Sometimes it can feel like it's mystical, but it's learning who you are, not by man's standards, but by your higher power standards and going with it. We will really, really be getting into that as we go along. Each week I will be talking about different things. Sometimes I will have other people sharing their thoughts and excuse me one second. Sorry about that. And back to the, now I'll talk a little about the mind, because this is mind, body, and soul. The mind is the element of a person that enables them to be aware of the world and their experiences, to think and to feel. The faculty of consciousness and thought. As the thoughts ran through his mind, he came to a conclusion. That's an example. The body is a physical or main part of something. And the soul is the immortal essence of a living thing, not subject to death. It lives for eternity. So whenever you hear someone speaking of living for eternity, they're speaking of the soul. And I have mind, body, and soul because we need to take care of each part. Some of us will take care of the mind, but the body isn't included, or we don't take, you know, that great care of the body. And then some of us don't even take care of the soul, but maybe at a later life we'll take care of the soul. And then sometimes, you know, some people are just walking around wondering, what do I do? Well, this is where I commit it. And I'm here to help you to the best of my ability with other co-hosts that I will be bringing in. They will also enlighten you and teach you and share with you their experiences and their knowledge. And I am really just looking forward to doing a lot. Also, I want to mention, I also host on Blog Talk Radio. So if you have a pen around, write this down. www.blogtalkradio, B as in boy, LOGTALKRAD as in David, IO.com/ASK-LORDIEL, LORDIEL. Also, all the programs are archived, and they are also on iTunes. So it's very, very accessible, and it's all free. Now, another reason I wanted you to write that down, because the second Tuesday of every month, myself and another person, her name is Shelly Seitz, we do a program, and it's called a support group for caregivers and receivers. And what we're doing is just opening up for caregivers and receivers to call in, to share their thoughts, their concerns, their feelings, you know, whatever they're going through, their experiences. This time is put aside just for you or for somebody that you know needs to unburden themselves, needs to talk, and they don't have anyone to talk to, or they don't feel like they're understood. They can call every second Tuesday of the month, and we will be there. So that's the link for that. And when you call in, there is a phone number that will pop up. And just dial that phone number. Let me see if I have it here. Just go to that site, and the phone number will be there. Also, when you go to that site, hit follow. This way, every time I write up a program, Blog Talk will send you an email letting you know that, hey, I'm going to be on again. So you will be I really think you're going to enjoy that. And once again, I'll be able to get to know you that much better. I have a person here with me, and this month is foster care month. And I used to be a foster parent also. And we want to take this time out to appreciate children, parents, guardians, because raising children is not an easy thing. It never has been. It really hasn't. But it's something that you can put your heart and soul into. You can love what you're doing and make someone's life easier. So with that, I'm going to introduce Ms. Chanelina. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning.
It's an honor to have you. And I just want to get started with, how did you get to where you are? We all have a story to tell, and after talking with you, yours have been intriguing. Plus, I know that it will help a lot of people that have questions on, you know, do I change careers? Which way do I go? Am I doing the right thing? So share with us, please.
Okay. Let me start off by saying that my name is Chanelina. I have a film production company called Spirit of Life Films, and we're based here out of Atlanta, Georgia, and we make movies that inspire, entertain, and educate. We like to focus on segments of life that are often misunderstood and underappreciated. I got a start in the film industry back in 1999. I had gone to school to study theater, thought I was going to go to corporate America and take over the world. I had a roller skating accident and I broke my wrist. When I couldn't use my wrist to type, I got laid off from my job and found out about extra work on a movie set. I went down to the set, worked as an extra, said, hey, this isn't too bad, let me find out more, and volunteered to work with the extras casting coordinators on their next project that came into town. They were happy to have a volunteer, to have an intern. The first day that I started, one of the assistant directors came in and said, hey, we've got a whole slew of production assistants that want to work on this job. It's big on extras, and they're going to be working with you guys a lot, so who would you like to work with? And they looked at me and pointed and said, how about her? I'd never met the assistant director before, and so he didn't know me from Adam or Eve, and said, would you like the job? And I said, sure. So he leaves the room, and I look back at Emily Young, the woman who I was working with, who was the casting director, and said, now what does a production assistant do? I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I knew that the correct answer was going to be yes. You know, sometimes you have to take that chance and dive deep in head first, and I haven't really looked back since then. So I've worked as a...
Okay, so that's just the tip of the iceberg, and she's just getting into the story that I know many of you will associate with. But we have to take a break. And this is the time, if there was an advertiser, I would be advertising whatever you have. So I'm also going to put out there at this time that I am open for sponsors. And every 30 minutes, there is a space for you to either sponsor me or advertise. So at this point in time, I am now going to play a song, and it's called Spirit of Mother Earth. So get some water, stretch a little bit, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes. See you then. Thank you. enjoyed that music. And if you'd like to hear, you know, special types of music, let me know. I really, really want you to call in, because this is very interactive. I have my audience be a part of it. So you're not an audience, but we are here for each other. And I learn from you just as well as you learn from me and everybody else that comes to talk and to teach. We can all be learning from each other, and I do believe that we need to help each other. So again, I'm going to give the call-in number for next time. This is the first day. The phone number is 404-474-0080. Mind, body, and soul. And we're going to continue now with Shanalina.
Let's see. So I went from being a production assistant, working on films in North Carolina and Atlanta and Baltimore. I worked on things like Remember the Titans, The Wire, Blair Witch Project 2, a slew of different projects. After working as a PA for a couple of years, I became an AD, which stands for assistant director. I worked as an assistant director, I guess, for the last 11 or 12 years, mostly dividing my time between film and television. Some of the latest projects that I worked on include Single Ladies, The Walking Dead, House of Pain, Finding Carter, you know, just doing regular everyday work. What some people don't realize is that film work takes up a lot, if not majority, of your time. So I find myself working on projects 6 to 7 days a week. And so I got to a point in my work career where I was feeling unsatisfied. I was doing the work, I was working in industry, that was great. But personally, I felt like I wasn't getting the same in return as I was putting out. I'm a helper. I like to see things that make a difference, where a change can happen. And I felt like a lot of projects that I was working on were for entertainment only. I wanted to do something a bit more. And so I started working on developing my own projects, working with writers to create projects that had social concerns at hand. So right now we're working on a project called Miss Wynn's Garden. A writer out of Michigan, Miss Lucy Faisley, had a wonderful short story that she had written and turned into a short script that I found online. I connected with her and said, "Hey, Lucy, can we do this together?" And luckily for the both of us, she said yes, enthusiastically. So that is a project we're working on now. It's called Miss Wynn's Garden. And it's a story about a former social care worker who is disillusioned with the system, but not with the children that she serves. And so she winds up taking in 5 foster care boys. And in the TV drama, we learn about her somewhat unconventional means of teaching them, of letting them know some of the things, how to use the resources that they have so they ultimately have the same chance for success in life as those who are with their families, you know, from birth on. So we're really excited about that project right now.
And I do believe you are looking for donations also to help you get the project really going, because everything costs.
Everybody wants
money for something.
That is true. We are currently holding 2 fundraisers. We are crowdfunding on Rocket Hub, and Rocket Hub is similar to Kickstarter and Indiegogo in that we go to the community and ask for their support for the projects. So if you would like to contribute to this project, and we hope you will, please visit Rocket Hub, RocketHub.com, and under the search, just type Miss Wynn's Garden, and Miss Wynn is spelled with 2 N's. We also have a bit.ly that'll take you directly to our site. So when you put the URL in, it'd be bit.ly/MissWynn. MissWynn. And it tells you a bit more about the project. We also have some fabulous gifts to give you as our way of saying thank you for contributing to the project. You can give as little as $5 to footing the entire bill. We're trying to raise $15,000 for the project, which really, truly, and honestly is not a lot of money. The majority of the people on the project have volunteered or are working way below their cost. We're working with vendors to get discounts on some of the equipment that we're getting, but there still is a level of cost that, unfortunately, I know I personally can't afford by myself. So yes, I'm reaching out to the community to make TV that matters, and I hope that you will take a moment to look at our website. The second thing that we're doing is a fundraiser at Applebee's. I know everybody loves Applebee's, right? Well, Applebee's has a fundraiser called Short Stack for a Tall Cause. And so we are doing one of those at the end of the month. As Lord Ayel said, May is Foster Care Month. And so we're celebrating May 30th at Applebee's on Cascade Road in Atlanta, Georgia, with a flapjack breakfast, which means that for $7, you'll get 3 pancakes, 2 sausages, coffee, milk, juice, and you'll get to have a good time with us. Now, one of the great things about that particular fundraiser is that we've asked folks to sponsor kids in foster care. To date, we have about 48 tickets that have been purchased for us to give to our partner, which is Bloom Agency, which is a foster care agency that serves both Fayette County and Fulton County here in Georgia. And so youth in foster care and their foster families have been invited to breakfast with us, and we hope that you'll join us and learn more about foster care. One of the goals that we have for Miss Winsgarden is that we want to promote the family, we want to inspire individuality, and we want to increase foster care awareness. So this breakfast at Applebee's on Saturday, May 30th is a great way for us to do it. My sister, Barbara Lee Palmer, is actually putting that together. She has talked to several different vendors and has solicited a nice little goodie bag to give to our kids when they come in to let us know that, yes, they are appreciated and they are loved. We know that they are not in the situation that they're in of their own doing, and that they're making the best of it, and that we're proud of them.
Sounds totally awesome. Really does. The tickets. Now, I know this is really reaching far and wide, so I would like the people to know that if they cannot attend, if for whatever reason, maybe it's distance, but maybe they have something else planned, can they purchase tickets and donate them for foster children?
They can. We have our page for Applebee's on Eventbrite. Eventbrite.com. Again, if you put in the search Miss Winsgarden, you will see our ticket page. There is a slot for tickets if you're interested in purchasing a ticket or tickets to give to youth in foster care and their families. We ask that the donation be for 5 tickets or more, so that way an entire family can go and not just break the family up. We're trying to keep families together.
How much are the tickets?
The tickets are $7 a piece. I do have a fiscal sponsor, which means that part of your contribution is tax deductible, whether you do it through Applebee's or if you do it through our crowdfunding site on Rocket Hub. So you are giving to a film that does have meaning, that does have support, and we want to give back just the way that we like for you to give to us.
So when is this taking place again, the breakfast?
The breakfast at Applebee's is May 30th. It's the Applebee's on Cascade Road. I think there's like 6 Applebee's in Atlanta, so make sure you're coming to the one at Cascade Road. Tickets do have to be purchased in advance. It's a policy that Applebee's has. We'll be selling tickets up to an hour before the event begins. It's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning. So clear your calendar, get ready to start your Memorial Day weekend, or finish your Memorial Day weekend with a bang, and come join us.
Now, when you say the time is from 8 to 10, there are 2 seatings, right?
We do have 2 seatings, one at 8 a.m. and one at 9 a.m. Applebee's has asked us to give about an hour, for each party to enjoy the breakfast and meal. How strictly we'll adhere to that will depend on the number of folks that we have. We have up to 400 tickets that we can sell. We're trying to sell them all. The proceeds do go to helping to make Miss Wynn's Garden, and we also begin filming Miss Wynn's Garden that same Saturday morning.
Awesome. And a lot of children are in this. It's all about, I think, how many boys are in it?
There are six. There are six boys that are acting in it. Miss Wynn has five that she fosters, and then we have a younger version of one of the boys who plays in it as well. That's six. I believe we have a total of 10 kids that'll be in the project, and we'll have a few that work as extras. See, always going back to the beginning. I need to forget where I came from. So we'll have some kids that work as extras as well. We've got a great cast. It's being led by Atlanta local favorite, Brenda Porter. She is very active in the theater community here in Atlanta with Impact Theater. So please be sure to support theater here in town and look for Impact Theater, and also Academy Theater are the two companies that she runs. She's directing like three plays right now while she's starring in my short. So we're honored to have her in it. We have a fairly newcomer playing our lead boy, Daniel Toretta. He's very eager and excited, and we are happy to have him with us. We also have Nick Keeter joining the cast. He's a student at, I think it's Atlanta Technical College, where he's studying to do film. So we're really excited to support someone whose dreams are in line with the project that we're doing. We also have Tyreek Thompson, who started singing at a very young age, and as he got older, decided to add acting and dancing to his repertoire. We have Mikkel Palmer, who recently moved here from Washington State. So he's had a blast, you know, meeting the other kids here and learning more about acting. And we also have Legend Williams, and his first main name may just say it all. He's a star in the making. How could we not have him as part of our cast? So we're really excited. We have a few other players that are with us, but those are our main characters for Miss Wynn.
Awesome. And also, I admire all these people because they're doing it out of the kindness of their heart. I mean, they are voluntary. They're not even doing it for money, you know? And so many people today, if they're not getting paid, they're not doing it. They're not even going to think about it. No less take their time to learn something, to come out and practice it, and their parents are, you know, driving them back and forth, using their gas. A lot is going into this. And so financially, this is what Shaolin is asking for, support financially. The love is there, the energy is there, and this also represents mind, body, and soul, because the mind is there, the body is there, the soul is there. A lot of children being born in this day and age, they are very, very spiritual. With their eyes open, and the parents are not trying to close their eyes and make them believe things that were either created by man or not even true. But they're allowed to, you know, just explore life and learn that way and enjoy it also with guidance, I must say. So this is really, really great. I do want to get back to donations just a little bit. I know you've had some really big donations. People donate like $1,000, you know, totally awesome. It's super. And they understand that this is used for like equipment, editing, lights. And I know on the days that you start shooting, you're also going to have to feed all these people. So you have about 20 people. You're going to have to feed and have snacks for, and you know, children, they can run through some food. So I know I'm probably saying stuff that, you know, she should be saying, but I'm going to say it anyway because she has me so excited, and I'm just like, woo! I'm just rearing to run with this thing. It's got me excited, so I hope it's getting you excited. And if you can, if you have a store or something, you'd rather donate goods, you know, potato chips, pretzels, water, juice, you know, things that are packaged that we can have for those days. I believe, how many days will you be shooting?
Five days.
So you're looking at 5 days with about at least minimum 20 people.
20? No, we actually wind up having more closer to 40 people.
I'm
with
sorry.
That
See, that's what I'm saying. Let me step back a minute. Okay, it's all yours. Go ahead, Tommy.
It's all good. One of the things that I know, Lord, I don't think is I'm being bashful, but what we've noticed is that most people that are contributing to our campaign are very interested in the cause of foster care, the platform on which Ms. Swin's Garden stands. When I started working on this project, I really didn't know much at all about foster care, other than there were some kids who lived with us for short periods of time when I was younger, when we had foster kids that came in and out of the house. And I was like, oh, okay, there goes my friend. And that pretty much was the last that I thought of it. Working on Miss Wynn's Garden and having to do some research sort of opened my eyes to the idea that there are so many children that are right here in the United States that are in need of help from the community. I was sad to learn how many people feel that children in foster care are there and it's their fault, when the kids really are a victim of their own circumstances. And maybe victim's not the right word, because I don't want foster youth to think that they're victims, but they're in a situation that they're in through no fault of their own is probably the better way to say it. What we like to do is increase awareness of foster care. Not every foster care home is going to be a good home. Not every person is meant to be a parent. That said, there are some foster care places that are great, that are awesome for children. I know that most states are working so that foster kids have the opportunity to go back with their both family if that is what's best for them. But there are some situations where that just isn't. And so kids find themselves bouncing from place to place or living in group homes and not really having the opportunity to experience, you know, what love is, of what having their own things is that can't be stripped away from them. There's a push to get, you know, suitcases to kids, because as they go from home to home, they have to put their things in a trash bag. What kind of message does that give to kids?
I totally agree. You know, you have to hear stories like this that makes you appreciate the life that you have. I know so many times you have a suitcase that may be worn, and then again, it may not be. You just want another suitcase, and you're complaining like, oh, this suitcase is terrible. I got to get another one. Okay, if you're feeling that way, don't throw it in the garbage. Take it to a foster care agency, and let them have that suitcase, because that suitcase may be worn to you, but it'll be brand new in the eyes of a child. And it'll be there, something that they could call their own, and something that they would cherish. So don't throw it out. You know, they say, what's that saying? Somebody's trash is somebody else's treasure. Right. So each of you have treasures all around you that you may not be embracing as such, but someone else will embrace it as a treasure. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. So Mind, Body, and Soul is all about being inspired. The mind is the mental self. The body is the physical self. And the soul is the spiritual self. And before I start talking about that again, just let me see if Charlene would like to add anything else. Would you like to add anything else or wrap it up? Or?
I would say that I truly believe that every child deserves a home. Every child deserves a space where they feel safe and protected. I hope that you will join us on our journey. Be sure to check out our links. Again, it's bit.ly/MissWinn. That's MissWinn. And then for Applebee's, we hope that you will join us or sponsor foster children to come on out with their foster parents and join us. The link for that is bit.ly/WinFlapjacks, WinFlapjacks. We do have a page on Facebook, so if you go to Facebook and you type in Miss Wynn's Garden, all of this information will be there and more. We try to post articles of interest, videos of interest, songs of interest. It's amazing how surrounded we are by people who live through foster care or kinship care or child homelessness that are right in front of us within our 6 degrees of separation. It's a subject that not enough people talk about, and I hope, if nothing else, with this project, we get more people involved talking and doing for kids that are here in America. I have no problem with all the adoptions when we go overseas and do it, but when there's so many kids here, we've got almost 500,000 children here in America that are looking for homes. So if you're looking to adopt, if you're looking to be a mentor, if you're looking to just give clothes or luggage, as Lord Ayel mentioned, to foster care agencies and group homes so that these children can get some of what they need, all of it is appreciated. Thanks.
And also, you could still use some help at Applebee's, right?
Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers for our project. If you're interested in the film industry and have been looking for a project to volunteer and get your hands wet, or if you already have experience, please do look us up or send me an email. My email is misswinsgarden@gmail.com. misswinsgarden@gmail.com. Sure, Miss Wynn is MissWinns Garden, GARDEN, @gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.
So I just want to separate a little bit so people will really understand what you're asking for. For the project, you need extras and PAs, people to do different things
for the actual filming. Uh-huh. We do have casting calls for extras for the project. We'll be looking for some children and a few adults, not a lot, but we will need a few. Also looking for anyone who's interested in volunteering as a grip or an electric or as a production assistant. If anyone has some experience in our art department, that would be great. That would be fabulous. And we're also looking, of course, for financial support to make this project go as smoothly as possible. We have several different locations. We're filming in Fairburn, Georgia. We're filming in Peachtree City. We're filming in Fayetteville. So it's not just Atlanta. It's sort of the whole metro area that's involved in this project. For Applebee's, in order to do the function, Applebee's requires that we have a crew of seven volunteers. So we're looking for a few more volunteers to help us with serving the food, with being a host for the event, which is rolling up napkins with silverware in it. Volunteers can be anywhere from the age 14 and up. For either of those events, please contact me again at misswinsgarden@gmail.com. Or check us out on Facebook. The information will be there, and you can always message me on Facebook as well.
And also, when you go to the page, please be sure to like it and make a comment. Let her know that you stopped by. You know, say, hey, Shalita, you know, we heard you on the radio, and we like what you're doing, or we want to be a part of it, you know, whatever. But, you know, we're running out of time, and we need you now, or I should say yesterday. So please get involved. That's what so many of us need to do now.
We've got 28 days left in our campaign. 28 days to raise $15,000.
You can do it. You can do it. Another thing that I always say, know that nothing is impossible and that everything is possible. And you know what? With your help, it will be possible. So help Shalina, help out Ms. Wynn's garden, help out foster children, foster parents, help out society. And in doing so, you will also be helping yourself. You really will be. So, okay. Short break?
Nope, I'm good. I appreciate the opportunity you've given me to be on the show, talk a little bit about our platform with Miss Wynn's Garden, and help increase maybe one listener, if not more's, awareness of foster care.
It was great. Totally loved it. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you. Woo! Hey, you got to have fun. You can't be serious all the time. You know, you just... You know, need to be yourself. Don't be so uptight. You know, just let it go, let it go, let it go. And this would be someone that either is sponsoring me or advertising. But because today is my first day, I am doing my own sponsoring and advertising. And I'm going to treat us all to some music called Dancing Hearts. So enjoy it. And if you feel like getting up and dancing, twirling, whatever, enjoy it. We'll be back soon. Okay, I guess my voice was a little low there. Let me speak up a little bit more. as I was speaking about quieting the mind, there is so much chatter going on in your mind, in your environment, in the world. You turn on the radio, it's chatter, chatter, chatter. You turn the TV on, it's chatter, chatter, chatter. And sometimes you don't have to turn on anything. There is just so much chatter. I'm going to take you through a process to teach you how to quiet your mind. And if you enjoy it, I do have a CD. It's called I Love Being Me. And it's in three parts. One part, it teaches you how to quiet your mind. Another part teaches you just how to laugh and to be yourself and to let go of things. And then there's another part that takes you on a journey to find your inner self, to meet your inner self, and to get to know who you are better. A lot of us, the person that we think we are not. We are the person that we were taught to be and brainwashed to be. But if you step back from that person, some of you would say, I've always felt uncomfortable being like that or doing those things or just being that person. And why did you feel uncomfortable? Because it wasn't the real you. And one of my goals is to help you to be the person that you are meant to be, that you really are from your soul. And each of us has a soul within us, the soul that lives for all eternity, the soul that goes on to live after the body has given out. And another reason why I also talk about taking care of the body, because the body is the temple of the soul. It houses the soul. So if you want your soul to really flourish and to help you, you need to take better care of your body so that it can be a better temple for your soul. And also that includes your mind, because your mind and your body, they work together. So your mind needs a vacation. Your mind needs a break. Your mind has been in overtime since the day you came into this world. So today, let's give the mind a well-deserved break. And that's how you start out. So I want you to get yourself in a very cozy position in a quiet place. And if you can't get in a quiet place now, do it later. You can always come back. This will be here for you. So if you're not able to do that, just listen, and it will still affect you, not as profoundly, but it will still affect you. And you can also share it with others. So with that said, I'm just going to say, take some slow, deep breaths. We're going to start with the first breath. Breathe it in slowly, a little slower. Good. And blow out, releasing your anxiety, your stress, any anger. Good. Breathe in again. A little slower, if counting helps, one, two, three, and release. As you release, allow your shoulders to drop. Allow them to drop, don't hold them up. Let them fall, fall, fall. Good. Then take another breath. Breathe in all the way from your stomach. Bring it up, 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 up. Good. And release. Listening to the sound of your breath. And just letting it all go away. Allowing your shoulders to completely fall. And allowing yourself to just float away. Float away. And as you do so, I want you to talk to your mind. And repeat after me. Mind, thank you for all the work you've done for me. Mine, I love you. Mind, I appreciate you. Mind, I'm so sorry I've waited so long to do this. Mind, I would like you to just be quiet for maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Take some time for yourself. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, now your mind is quiet. And just enjoy this quietness as you allow your body to relax and to float. And as you are doing this, you see pictures in your mind of the sea. Nice, blue, calming water. Now, you don't have to be in the water unless you want to. If you want to walk along the mountain trail, you can do that. So, whichever you're most comfortable in doing. You can either float in the water or you're in a boat. Enjoying the beautiful sunset, or you're walking along the mountaintop where the grass grows and the flowers bloom and the temperature is perfect. And then you come to a point where you're still. You're either floating or sitting in a boat or sitting on a mountaintop. And you're becoming more and more relaxed. And you're going deeper and deeper within yourself. And you're finding different places within your body that you did not know exist. And different thoughts are coming up to you from your soul. And maybe for the first time, you are hearing your soul's. It has a voice, and it's been wanting to speak to you for a very, very long time. So right now, I'm going to give you some space to listen to that voice. And I'm going to hold the space for you by chanting. And this energy, when I chant, holds the space for you to do your spiritual work.
Honey.
Sunday will be total quiet as you continue to listen. And I will start chanting in a few moments. You slowly start moving about, just wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, slowly, there is no rush. Stretching your arms, stretching your legs, just stretching. Good, very good. And then you slowly walk back down the mountain, if you're on the mountain, or if you're out on the boat, you row back to sea, to land. Or if you were just out there floating, you swim back to land. Good. And as you continue walking now, you're on land, no matter what you do. Decided to do, you're not on land, and you start walking back, and as you're walking back into the time of here and now. There's still no rush, and as you're walking back, you start to hear music playing. That helps you to come back into your body, into here and now. Just come on back, come on back, come on back. slowly open your eyes. Good. And now you can ask your mind to return. Excellent. Great. I would really love to know what some of you experience. But you, your soul, still lives. It just moves on to a higher level, another level. We are here to learn lessons. And we are here in the physical body because we can't learn them in our spiritual body. Our spiritual body doesn't have a body. So we, each of us, chose to be in this physical body because we wanted to experience whatever we are experiencing. And the lessons, and I know I can hear you say, no way did I sign up for this. Ain't no way I want these lessons. My life is way too hard. I'm sorry, but you did. For whatever reason, you wanted and needed to learn the lessons that you are having. They are not punishments. They are not mistakes. But they are things that you need to learn from. And once you learn them, you can move on. You can let them go. And you can help someone else that's on this earth to learn their lessons. Life is complicated. It's not a straight road. I've never been in any city that has a straight road. They have a curve to the right and a curve to the left. And some of these highways, I know here, I think there's one area they call Spaghetti Junction. There's so many highways crisscrossing here and there. And I've been in many, many, many cities, and they all have the same thing. And that's how it is with life. There are many, many paths. And you just don't pick one path and stay on it for your entire life. There are many paths. You either cross or you turn or you go backwards. And the choices that you make determines the lessons and the experiences that you have and go through. Keep that in mind. Remember that. And don't point at other people's saying that, oh, well, he or she made me. No, no, no. No one can make you do what you do. You have the choice to say, no, I won't do it. You have the choice to make up your mind and stand for something. You have the choice to do what you came here to do. You have the choice to learn. You have the choice to be you. Yes, you have the choice. I do hope that this program inspires you. Be inspired to be you, to be the best you. You know that word extraordinary? Well, you can look at it another way. Extraordinary. Look at yourself as extraordinary. If you want to say extraordinary, you can. It's spelled the same way. But be inspired to be extraordinary. Why not? You are a special, special being. You truly are. But you have to recognize that. You have to see that in yourself. And when you start seeing it in yourself, others will see it in you too. It's there. Every single soul is extraordinary, is special. Today, you brought your soul forth. And your soul is very delighted and very happy. And I'm happy. for you. And I'm happy that I have been able to be that divine instrument to open up some doors for you so that some light could come in. Oh, there's so much that I'm looking forward to sharing with you. I also am a medium. Like I said, I do work in the spirit world. And a medium is someone that talks to spirits and people that have crossed over. I also talk to angels and archangels. And people and beings that are in the spirit world. And that is how I give readings. People come to me for readings. And they want to know what's going on or why things are happening to them. Or they may want to speak to someone they crossed over. And I facilitate all of that. Many times during my readings, I am guided to allow healing to flow through for whatever the person needs. And I have received many, many testimonies from many people, how their lives have changed. Some have told me that they were on the verge of committing suicide, but they, you know, worked with me or heard me, and there was something that was said that just changed it all. Or they were sick and they're feeling better, or they have a new outlook on life, or they now have choices that they didn't know that they had, but they are now aware of them. I mean, just so many different testimonies. And whenever people come to me, I do mentor people also, and I know that many lives have been changed drastically, really drastically, especially once their eyes are open. Because when I work with people, I tell them that gospel truth. I do not hold back. So when people come to me, I do tell them, if you don't want the truth, you really don't want me. If you want somebody sugar-coated and hold your hand and lie to you, then you need to go to somebody else. Because being that I do work in the spirit world and I channel and I tell you what is coming through to me, I do not paraphrase and change it up. I tell you exactly what comes through, because your spirit guides make a step forward and they may tell me something. I tell you whatever they're telling me. And what is funny sometimes is sometimes people will try to deny it. And I just have to stop and say, look, you can deny it all you want. This is what I'm being told. And you, you know, can own it or not. And then they'll turn around and says, well, okay. I mean, I don't, for most part, I don't even know the people that come to me. So how can I tell you things about yourself or about your situation when you know it's to be true? And you know, you can go ahead and own it, because I don't even remember what I tell you, because being that I channel, I sort of step to the side. I do. I step to the side. I allow spirit to work through me. And the better way of explaining it is that I'm like a telephone. You pick up the telephone, there's somebody on the other end, you talk to them. So I'm the phone that you pick up and get your messages and healing through. And basically and simply, that's how it works. It's simple for me, but it is profound. And every single time it happens, I'm just totally blown away. Many gifts that I have come directly from my higher power. And I'm just so honored and so blessed to be doing all that I am doing. There was a time when I was told that I would not be able to do anything anymore. I was told that I wouldn't be able to walk, take care of myself. Doctors wanted to put me in a nursing home. I spent many, many years in a wheelchair. I had many spinal cord surgeries. Both my hips have been fractured. I have a knee replacement. I had surgery in my lower back also. Multitude of surgeries and multitude of pain. Pain that is nerve pain, which is absolutely the worst pain. It's 10 times worse than even having a child. If you've had difficult labor, it's even 10 times worse than that. But I made it back. By the grace of God and the love and help of my children, I made it back. I had to go to rehab, and I learned how to walk and feed myself again and dress myself again. I was told I'd never drive again. I am. So many things I was told, and doctors looked at me and told me to get used to it, and I looked back at them, and I said, no, I won't. I did not come here to live like this. And I shouted and I screamed at God, and I said, it's time for you to take over and show man what you can do that they cannot do. And I researched herbs, and I bought some gel caps, and I sat there and put all these herbs and gel caps, and morning, noon, and night, I would take, like, oh my God, a handful, like a bowlful, morning, noon, and night. And in the process, while that was going on, little did I know that my higher power was steadfastly working on me. And he had me write a book. I channeled, actually, the words. And when I finished writing all these words down, I said, okay, what am I supposed to do with all these words? And that's when I was told, put it into a book. And I thought it was funny, and my oldest daughter said, what's funny? That's what you heard, and that's what, you know, God told you. So I said, okay, what kind of book is it to be? And they gave me the name of the book, Words for the Soul, which is a work journal book. And what happens is it teaches you how to live life, how to walk upon your path. And it's broken down to 7 categories, takes you all the way back to when you first entered this world, to the here and now, and beyond. And it's quite fascinating. Quite fascinating. And I also have done workshops with this book, which many, many people have said is profound. And they learn so much because it goes so deep, because I have exercises with each part of the book, and I teach them how to go deeper and deeper into their soul, and I it's very interactive. I love doing that workshop, and it's a basically all day workshop. It lasts a good 8 hours. Is a full day, and I am available, you know, if people want to have the workshop, you will contact me, and I would tell you the cost, and it should be at least 10 or more people, and I do travel. Of course, you know, the expenses would have to be paid for that also, but I am available to do this anywhere in the world. And at this point in my life, that's what I feel my mission is. I'm retired. My children are grown. I'm a grandma. My children totally and completely support me. It says, Mommy, go and do what you are meant to do. And I'm meant to travel this world and to reach out to those of you that are ready to grab my hand and to move forward and to live your life in love and in peace. you don't have to be in the agony that you're in. You don't have to be tormented unless you choose to be. Your eyes can be open. You can awaken. Transformation can take place. All you have to do is make the choice. And then one step at a time. Many people in today's society are so used to fast foods, you know, it's like you want it immediately. And with the computers, everything had just sped up drastically. So you're used to taking your time and waiting. Plants do not grow overnight. You have to plant the seed, you have to water it, care for it, nurture it. Same way that you grew up. You didn't pop out as an adult. You came out as a baby. And you were fed and taken care of and washed and dressed and taught things. And maybe some of the things weren't good things, but now you're an adult. And those things that weren't good, you can let go of. You can get rid of. You can transform yourself into the beautiful, beautiful soul that you are. You don't have to hold on to negative things. You really don't. Not unless you choose to. So I'm hoping that today this has made a difference in your life and given you the opportunity to make some good choices. There's still time for you to do so. Until your last breath is taken, you can always, always transform. You can always say, I'm sorry, forgive me. You can always reach out to someone else. Especially once you have transformed, help someone else. It does you no good if you keep it to yourself, because that's only part of it. The other part is sharing it and helping someone else. Because we have children that will one day be adults. And those adults will have children. And the cycle goes on and on and on. And we want to improve on life. We want the adults to become better, not worse. And we want the children to start being who they are from the beginning, not after they become adults and then they have to go through changes to learn who they really are. Stop clogging their minds up with junk. Some of the programs that are on TV and in the movies, children should not be allowed to watch. And that's one of the reasons I'm very, very supportive of Miss Wynn's Garden. There is no profanity in it at all. And that's one of my pet peeves. Anyone that comes on my radio program, I tell them straight up, there is no profanity at all. I will not lower myself to that. I respect myself and love myself way too much. And I do hope you feel the same way, that you love and respect yourself too much to lower your standards. Raise them up and help other people raise their standards. It's time. It truly is time. I'm going to take a brief break. Again, I am looking for sponsors. It could be 1, 2, 3. But this program is going to go far and wide. There are millions and millions of listeners listening. And just imagine if you were sponsoring the mind, body, and soul, you're sponsoring something that's so magnificent, so extraordinary, so positive that your product or whatever you are servicing can be a part of something like this. I know that there are many of you that will want to get aboard on this, but there are only room for a handful. So don't put it off. You want to contact me ASAP. Because I have Shadowlita back with me again, because for one last time, I would love for her to go over Applebee's and the donation, because it really is crucial. She's down to the end. Even if you have some suggestions as to who might be willing to donate, if you know some large chains, I don't know, like McDonald's or Burger King or, I don't know, grocery stores. I mean, I'm just reaching out, you know, wherever. If you have any ideas or maybe you own something, please, please, please contact her. Let her know what you can offer. It doesn't have to be money. It could be, hey, just your body. Bring it on out. She needs that too. She needs you in whatever way that you can give. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Shanalina. Well, thank you, Lord Ayel. I think you covered it very well. So I'll just reiterate the dates and times. Saturday, May 30th, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Applebee's on Cascade Road, we'll be doing our Applebee fundraiser called Short Stack for a Tall Cause. It all goes to support the making of Miss Wynn's Garden, a wonderful show for the entire family to watch. You can check out the details on Eventbrite, Brite.com, or write down this bit.ly, which is the web address, bit.ly/WynnFlapjack. WinnFlapjacks. Please come on out. We'd love to have you. If you can't make it, please find it in your wallet to support five or more foster children and their foster parents. Actually, some of them may be just foster children that live in group homes and not necessarily people that are already placed with families. The second way, of course, you can contribute is by checking out our fundraising campaign on Rocket Hub, on rockethub.com, rockethub.com. There you'll find our campaign to raise $15,000. We've got 28 days in the campaign left.
As of right now, we've raised $2,330. It'd be great to see that number move up another $5, another $25, $50, $100, $600.
A thousand.
Whatever you can give will truly be appreciated. The amount that is tax deductible is listed alongside the donation amounts. So please check out our campaign. Check us out on Facebook. Like us. Help spread the word. Share this information with others. On Facebook, our page is Miss Wynn's Garden. That's facebook.com/Miss Wynn's Garden. If you are interested in joining us on set or volunteering at Applebee's, please send me an email. I will be very happy to receive it. And that email address is misswindsgarden@gmail.com. Or look me up on Facebook and just send me a message. Either way would be great. In terms of donations, we do accept cash donations, non-cash donations, physical labor, all is appreciated. We are still looking for two locations to shoot at. One is a garden nursery, the other is a cemetery. So if you have information on that, I will be happy to take that. Oh, sorry, there is a third location. That is a morgue. So if you are a funeral home director and you happen to have a space that we can come in and shoot a small space, please contact me. I'll be happy to hear from you as well. Thank you for your interest in Miss Wynn's Garden. I look forward to hearing from you and hoping that you watch us when the show is finished.
Awesome, awesome. I love it. So with all of that said, I look forward to sharing ideas and thoughts and experiences and conversations and ideas and, oh, just so much more with you. Every Wednesday, the call-in number is 404-474-0080. So with that, I'm going to go out with playing the song Sunset, and be good to yourself. If you don't, who will?